Blog Talk Radio.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be road to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like a spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life. Let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet. Let my heart fill with the silence of the open sea.
Hi, everyone. This is Cynthia Fontaine. I'd like to welcome you to my show today. I hope you enjoyed that music. That was Kev Rowe. And Kev is out of New York. You can find him on Facebook, also on his website, which is kevrowe.bandcamp.com. And it's Kev, K-E-V-R-O-W-E. I love that particular song. It just fits so well with what I do as an intuitive. It's called Light in My Life. So I encourage you to check it out. He's got some great original music, and his music is really, really affordable. So as a shout-out to Kev, I love your stuff, and I hope that you guys will check him out. So I'd like to welcome you to today's show. As you know, and for those of you who are just joining me for the first time, I like to go over a little bit of what's going on astrologically, and it seems to make sense for so many people when, you know, you may have things going on in your life, you know, like, oh my God, why are all these emotions hitting me at this time and so forth, and then you find out what's going on astrologically with the stars, and you go, oh, well, that makes perfect sense. You know, for example, the 2 weeks ago, we had a lunar eclipse, and the moon is all about emotions, and that was the dominating energy for the last 2 weeks after this lunar eclipse. Today, we have a solar eclipse at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which, you know, we won't be able to see here in the Western Hemisphere, but will be visible in the Southern Hemisphere. But just because we can't see it, you know, doesn't mean we don't feel the effects of it, because it affects all of us. And this solar eclipse is a south node eclipse, and this links to the last eclipse we had, the last solar eclipse, which was a north node eclipse. That was a beginning. Now this is an ending. This is a cycle of eclipses, and this is the ending of the cycle. Now that being said, this is eclipse also brings about endings in our lives. So what's going on in your life that it may be sudden, something that you've just gotten news about, maybe you know, you're shifting out of a job, or a relationship has ended. Even if it's something that's been sort of coming, don't be surprised with this solar eclipse if it moves things into fruition, because this is all about letting go of the past. It's an important time to shed the skin of the past and to really get in touch with your fears and emotions, and those things may be something that you have suppressed and, you know, stuffed down, and you can do that with a number of different ways. You can use food or, you know, any kind of distractions, drinking, smoking, that sort of thing, rather than dealing with those feelings. So now is the time to get in touch with those feelings. Don't ignore them anymore, because this is a real opportunity for you to listen to those feelings, to ask them to guide you forward on your path, to follow your heart and open your heart to new things. It's really time to let go of all those old issues. And, you know, the last 2 weeks has brought up a lot of trust issues with people and situations. And now with the eclipse coming around, we're going to feel a shift once that eclipse comes through later on today. Now, back in March, we had some Venus action, the 1st of March. So anything that you had begun at the beginning of March is now, again, you have an opening with movement in with Venus this weekend again. So if you had started some eye on a new relationship or things like that, you've got another opportunity to take a second look at that now. And it's time to bring in the new things. It's time to let go of the past, let go of the old ways. The old ways that you did things just won't work anymore. It's time to cut cords and let go of the old way that you interpreted your reality. It's time to look for a new reality. The spiritual significance of the solar eclipse gives us an opportunity to bring, really bring your internal power forward, and also to magnify love in your life. So give yourself permission to speak your truth, express yourself freely in a confident way. And, you can do this in a loving way, even if you have to end a relationship. You can do it in a loving way rather than doing it in a harsh way. Practice if you're not good at this, if it's something you're just learning, if you stumble, so forth. Practice in the mirror. Say, just keep repeating over and over again what you want to say until you feel like you get it right. This is a really good time to go within through meditation or chanting, do some kind of physical activity, dancing or exercising, and really listen and tune into your body, tune into those feelings so you can really be in touch and know where you are in those feelings so you can release the things that need to be released in your life. The core purpose of this eclipse is to remind you to accept yourself as you are, all that you are, and accept yourself with love. It's time to stop sweating the small stuff and focus on the things that are blessings in your life. And I'm going to give you a mantra, and this is from the Pele Report. You can find him on YouTube. And his mantra for this eclipse is, my response to life will show what emotions need to go, that on my future path the light will shine, and the future of failure is no longer mine. So I'm going to say that one more time. My response to life will show what emotions need to go, that on my future path the light will shine, the fear of failure is no longer mine. Oh, now with that, let's take a big breath in and a big exhale out with a whoosh. Oh, doesn't that feel so much better? And that brings us today's topic of breathing and breath. So I, welcome you to call in. The number to call in if you'd like to speak to me today is 818-691-7313, and I'll be happy to take your calls. You can also find me in the chat room, and that is at blogtalkradio.com and / Cynthia Fontaine. So I am in the chat room as well, so you can join me in the chat room or in the studio if you would like to call in, and I'll be happy to take your calls. So for those of you who haven't heard my show before, I'd like to welcome you. My name is Cynthia Fontaine. I am a master intuitive, psychic medium, and master healer. I'm also an animal communicator and an alchemist. I wear a lot of hats. I have tons of certifications in past life regression therapy, angel therapy. I'm a certified angel healer and angel reader, and there's too many things to list. But it's funny, when I started doing this so many years ago, I can remember saying to my teacher, Leroy, I don't know why I'm learning all this stuff. None of it makes any sense. And he said to me, little sister, just keep on learning it. the pieces to the puzzle will all fit together. And he was so right. So what in your life doesn't make sense? What pieces, you know, are you sort of just placing down on the table and they don't seem to be coming together? Just keep at it. You know, spirit has a way of guiding you if you tune in and listen. And with that, to tune in and listen, you have to get quiet. And again, that brings us back to today's topic of breathing and breath. So many of us are shallow breathers, and we don't think about breath and breathing. And this is a great technique if you are in a situation where you're feeling anxious, or if you need to have a conversation with somebody that's uncomfortable. If you just center yourself before the conversation with some nice deep belly breathing, it brings you out of your thinking mind when you're focused on the breathing, and brings you down into your heart chakra, which, for those of you who don't know, the chakra placements is in your heart area. And then you can breathe it down even further into your solar plexus, which is around your belly button area. And that's really your powerhouse area, is your solar plexus. You know, scientific research is showing now that we have brain cells in our stomach. So when people say things like, you know, I just knew that that wasn't the right thing, I could feel it in my gut, because your gut actually has brain cells. It's crazy, but it's true, and your heart does as well. But so trust your gut. Start learning to listen to your body. Start learning to feel the emotions and sit with them. Because when you can tune into the emotions, and when you can listen to your body and start to know and learn what your body's saying, you'll be surprised at how much information it can give you. And, you know, you have all the right answers. So if you're trying to make a big decision about something, this is the time to go within, be quiet, and sit within your body and learn what your body is telling you. You know, if something is not right, your body knows. You know, you get uncomfortable, you get knots in your stomach. The body just knows. The body cannot lie. It has a built-in lie detector. And you can do it, you can show this in doing kinesiology, if anybody's familiar with that. If you're not familiar with it, you can look it up on YouTube. There's, you know, great kinesiology videos and so forth. So again, I'd like you to join me in the chat room if you'd like, and you can also call in. Again, the call-in number is 818-691-7313. So let's do a little meditation here, and whether you're listening to this live or you come back and listen to the replay, the power is the same, because there's no reality in time. Time is not linear. So this is, any recording is live when you hear my voice. So it's live and evergreen, whether you are hearing me now live or you're listening to me later on today or tomorrow or next week or even next year. It's all very powerful. And the energy just keeps building from call to call. And so we'd like to start with a little meditation. And so as we start with, I'd like everybody, if you're sitting or lying down, if you're driving the car, please do not do this meditation. Either pull off to the side of the road, or turn the broadcast off, and you can listen to the replay. So as we now, as you're getting prepared, either sit down or you can lie down, whichever you prefer. And it's just going to be a little quick meditation, because my show today is just a half an hour. Now as we begin, I'd like you to focus on your breath. Now, for those of you who are familiar with belly breathing, I'd like you to take three nice deep belly breaths. And for those of you who are not familiar with belly breathing, I'm just going to give you a quick, simple tip on how to learn how to belly breathe rather quickly. If you place your hand on your abdomen, on your belly area, most of us, when we breathe in, we breathe in only with the top part of our lungs. And the bottom part of our lungs never get oxygenated. I have a hard time with that word. And that's where all the toxins get stored and lodged. So you want to move those toxins out. So not only does belly breath help to center you and bring you out of your thinking and ego mind and bring you into center and into a place where you can hear the higher messages from your higher self or your God self or whatever you'd like to call it. It also moves the toxins out of the lower part of your lungs and clears things up for you, gets more oxygen into your body. So this is really important to do on a regular basis. I highly encourage everybody to do, you know, several rounds of belly breaths a couple of times a day. You know, you'll be surprised how much better you feel just by adding this into your daily life. And, you know, you don't have to sit on a meditation cushion for 2 hours to do this. It's really simple. I've had the best meditations at a stoplight. And trust me, the person behind you will always let you know when the light turns green. They definitely will let you know. Okay, so we're going to begin now with your hand on your abdomen. You're going to practice with your abdomen extending out as you breathe in first. And breathe in through your nose only. And as you breathe in, visualize the air going through your nasal cavity, down through your larynx, into your lungs. And as you're filling your abdomen, then the lungs begin to expand from the bottom up. And as you exhale out, you exhale through the mouth with a big whoosh at the end to exhale all the stuff that's been stuck at the bottom of your lungs for so long. Okay, so let's begin now. Take a deep breath in. Hold it. And a big exhale out. And we'll do two more of these. As you feel the energy shift, you can hear even my tone of voice has shifted into a lower octave. And that's one way to tell that you've now shifted from your headspace down into your heart center, as you can hear the shift in your voice and your tone. Okay, so another deep breath in. And a big breath out. And we'll do one more in. And hold it. And a big exhale out. So that, you see how quick that is. Just in that short little time, probably, you know, it takes less than 60 seconds, you can shift from stressed to a feeling of blessed just by doing a couple of really nice, deep cleansing breaths. Anytime you find yourself that your head or your emotions are running away with you, especially the last 2 weeks, this would be a great technique to use. And, you know, even today as we're coming into the eclipse, you may find today that you have some emotional things going on. And then it's going to lighten up once the eclipse comes through. But this is good to use anytime. If you've got small kids and, you know, the kids are fighting, the toys are flying, you know, you've got older kids and they're fighting and they want the car, they want money, you know, you don't have enough money in the bank, but they need to go to the prom. We've got prom and graduation season coming up. Just stop for a minute and focus on your breathing. Solutions may come in that short space of time that you couldn't possibly have thought of before because you were in that chatty, you know, mind talk where the mind just goes on and on and on and on. You know, it's like a record that's got a scratch in it for those of us that remember vinyl records. I know they're making a comeback now. But, you know, all these kids today with MP3 players, some kids probably have never even seen a vinyl record, but, you know, it gets a scratch and it gets stuck on that same place. So the breathing can help you get out of that mind chatter just long enough to shift your direction, even just for a quick minute. And again, so solutions can be presented that perhaps you didn't think about before when your mind was going so quickly. You know, this is a busy, busy time for so many. We've got Mother's Day on Sunday, and I'd like to say Happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there and you moms-to-be, grandmas and aunts and godmothers and all those special women in people's lives. And even if you don't have kids, if there's a special child in your life, I wish you all a happy Mother's Day. I hope that people take the opportunity and the time to let those people know in your life how special they are. And just don't wait until one day a year, you know, because you never know when you may not have that opportunity again. So let those people who are special in your life know, and let them know frequently and regularly. It just expands that space into more. So, you know, what you focus on is what expands. So if you expand on loving, positive thoughts, then that's what you're going to find you have more in your life of, because you can't think of positive and negative at the same time. So I'm one of my dear cousins who's passed away now. Oh my gosh, it's coming up on 20 years here, which is so hard to believe. But I can remember him saying that he never sent his mother anything on Mother's Day because he felt that honoring your mother one day a year, was not the right thing to do. He honored his mother every day of the year. And I've never, ever forgotten that. And it just makes so much sense to me. So all the people in your life who are special, whether they're male or female, children or elderly people, let them know today how much you love them. You never know when you'll have that chance again. You know, life is a funny thing. And, you know, we don't know when our time is up. So I always encourage people to share with their loved ones how special they are and what they mean to them. So, and this weekend is a great opportunity to do that. But, you know, don't wait for special occasions. Do it every time, every chance you get. So if you haven't spoken to a cousin or brother, sister, mom, dad, aunt, uncle, friend from college, call them up today and say, hey, I was thinking about you. Okay, so that being said, let's see, where do we want to go from here? So again, today's topic, talking about breathing. And breathing gives us the space to clear the mind. And when you clear the mind, you'd be surprised with the dilemmas that you can solve. You know, Thomas Edison and Albert Einstein were famous for taking naps, which is another form of being able to clear the mind as well and let the higher mind come through. Because when you take a nap, the conscious mind that is always giving the chat, goes to sleep, and it allows the higher level of the subconscious mind come through. And that's where Thomas Edison and Albert Einstein got all their ideas from, was by taking a nap, and they'd wake up with an answer to a problem that they were trying to solve. So if you're trying to solve a problem, take a nap. Not while you're driving, but take a nap. Or, you know, or just take a couple of minutes to sit down and breathe. It gives you that space and time for the energy to be able to shift, even for that brief moment. And again, you don't have to sit on a cushion for 2 hours, though many people do, and it's absolutely wonderful for people who can do that. Not everybody can meditate for long periods of time, and some people have difficulty meditating without some type of guided meditation, and that's all okay. It's all good. But by breathing and doing some simple breathing techniques, anybody really can do that, and it's such a short period of time. You can do it for as long as you want, of course, and the longer you do it, then you know, the clearer you can get and the more opportunity for more answers to come in has. So that being said, we've got about 5 minutes left here. So while I am still on, because I always forget and then I get cut off in the end, I want to give you the information of where you can reach me. I am on Facebook and also on Twitter, so you can follow me on Twitter, and that is Cynthia Fontaine at Cynthia Fontaine. I am on Facebook, and let's see, my intuitive page is intuitive-medium-psychic-gifted-healer-animal-communicator-inspirational-teacher-Cynthia-Fontaine. I know that's a lot. I'm trying to shorten it. If anybody knows how to do that, please message me. I can't say I'm computer illiterate anymore. I've come a long way on the computer, but I still need a lot of work. So if you have trouble finding my professional page, then you can find my personal page, and that is CynthiaFontaine.142, and then you can find the link to my intuitive page from there. Now, that being said, I know a lot of you friend me on my personal page, and I do appreciate that. However, I do want to let you know that not a lot happens on my personal page, I have to say. If, you know, you want to see the action and things that I post, as far as it could be an intuitive tip for the day or things like that, you know, I touch on different things. I did a little thing on some animal communication this week. That all happens on my intuitive medium page. So I encourage you to like my page and find me there, because, again, that's the best way to find me on my intuitive page. Okay, so we're just about ready to wrap things up here. I know we did not do a long meditation there. I planned on doing a little bit longer of one, but sometimes I just get carried away talking. I can't help it. You know, I didn't speak until I was over 2 years old, and my mom and dad thought that there was something wrong with me because I didn't talk, and they took me to the doctor, and he said, no, she's fine. She'll talk when she's ready. And so I always joke about this because I say, well, you know, I didn't talk for that all that time, so I had to make up for it. And once I started talking, I've never stopped. So anyway, I just need to take a breath here. So we've got just a couple of minutes left. Let's see, a minute and 50 seconds left. And I am going to play a little bit of Kev Rowe again at the end. And again, you can find him at kevrowebandcamp.com. And he's also on Facebook as well, so follow Kev on Facebook. And let's see. Oh, you can reach me by email. And my email is Cynthia Fontaine. My email is CynthiaFontaine@live.com. So it's CynthiaFontaine at live.com. Now, I do have to say I get hundreds and hundreds of emails every day, and if I don't have you on my contact list, then your emails will go into my junk box, and I don't always see all my emails because I get so many emails every day. So if you do want to message me, the best thing to do is send me a direct message through Facebook. I do see those where the emails are sort of a little overwhelming at this point. But I do try to get to the emails. It's just that sometimes, you know, I have missed them, and I wouldn't want to do that. So if you'd like to contact me, send me a message on Facebook. Let's see, what do I have going on and coming up? I'm working on a new blog right now, which I will have posted in the next couple of days. And I'm also going to do some more work around animal communication. I've been getting a lot of requests for that recently, and I've had a lot of lost pets, which actually we've got several who have been found. So I would like to thank you for tuning in. I love you guys. I hope to have more time with you soon. I'm trying to upgrade to an hour show, but Blog Talk is upgrading their server. So let's put out to the universe that that happens. And love you guys. Have a great solar eclipse.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. And let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light.